From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting.
Today's resolution includes the toughest and most comprehensive sanctions regime ever imposed by the Security Council.
Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, speaking after the United Nations Security Council, unanimously voted Wednesday to impose a new round of targeted economic sanctions against North Korea. The sanctions are being imposed because of the North's September 9th nuclear test. They are aimed at reducing the North's ability to raise funds for its nuclear and ballistic missile program and could cost it more than $800 million a year. United Nations Humanitarian Chief Stephen O'Brien urged nations with influence to do everything within their power to protect civilians in eastern Aleppo. He told an emergency Security Council meeting Wednesday that the city was in danger of becoming one giant graveyard. He said up to 25,000 people have been displaced from rebel-held districts in eastern Aleppo since Saturday. A leaked recording of transmissions from the pilot of a plane that crashed Monday near Medellin, Colombia, indicate that the doomed plane had run out of fuel. The plane had been carrying a Brazilian soccer club when it went down. In a four-minute audio obtained by Colombian media, the pilot can be heard repeatedly asking for permission to land due to total electric failure and lack of fuel. The latest peace agreement between the Colombian government and the rebel group known as the FARC is one step from approval today after the country's Senate voted in favor of the agreement on Tuesday. The lower house is considering the measure. A previous version of the agreement was struck down in a national referendum. This is VOA News.